Farmers Market today has been canceled. Normally that would begin at 4 this afternoon, but the Friends of Blue River will not have their Farmers Market today because of the excessive heat. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE AM 1450, 107.7 in Richland Center, where the news is next, sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg confirming that Facebook caved to pressure from the White House to censor COVID-19 content during the pandemic if it challenged the general consensus of the medical community. Zuckerberg, in a letter to Congress, says he wishes they had pushed back harder at the time. Russia launching a massive missile and drone attack across Ukraine.
Multiple people have been killed or injured in a second night of Russian drone and missile attacks into Ukraine. President Biden has called these attacks outrageous. This is some of the largest that we've seen since this war began. Overnight, Russia launched long-range missiles by air, land, and sea on multiple infrastructure targets across the country, from Lviv to Kyiv, Kharkiv to Odessa. And they've used hypersonic missiles, much more difficult for the Ukrainians to defend against.
ABC's James Longman at the Foreign Desk. Donald Trump hitting the Midwest with 10 weeks left until the election. Kamala Harris out of the public eye since the DNC hits Georgia tomorrow. This is ABC News. No classes again today at Rice University in Houston after an apparent murder-suicide on campus.
On the first day of classes at Rice University, Reginald DeRoche stood before the media.
This is a speech that no president ever wants to make.
When Andrea Rodriguez Avila, a junior from Maryland, didn't show up for the first day of classes yesterday, her family contacted campus police. Avila was found shot to death in her dorm room, along with a man who had apparently killed her and then himself. President DeRoche.
I want all of our students, our parents, and the entire Rice community to know that the Rice campus is safe and there is no immediate threat.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Back at work today in the trial over the proposed $25 billion merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says it would cut competition. The chains say they need to merge to compete with the likes of Walmart and Costco. Another grocery store now saying it will stop sales. Stop and Shop announcing it will end sales of tobacco products at its 360 stores in the Northeast. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarealLC.com.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
You're only as old as you feel may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with The House on the Rock.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have to endure one more very hot and humid day here across southern Wisconsin. We also had some strong thunderstorms rumble over central and northern parts of the state overnight. The remnants of those are pushing across Lake Michigan into lower Michigan early this morning. There's another patch of thunderstorms back in western Minnesota, northwest Iowa, and those will be sliding eastward and could bring us some scattered storms by early to mid-afternoon. Some of those could be on the strong side with downpours, lightning, intense winds, and some hail, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, behind that system, it should be cooler and less humid for the next couple of days starting tomorrow, but still a little bit above normal. We do expect another front to move through the area Thursday night into early Friday morning. Should bring widespread rain to the Badger State once again, possibly another half inch to an inch. Behind that system, things are shaping up fairly dry for the holiday weekend. Not too bad at all. So today there is an excessive heat warning in effect for most of the region from 11 a.m. through 7 p.m. and a heat advisory in Vernon County. We'll see partly cloudy skies, high of 91, very humid. Heat indices could reach 100 to 106 this afternoon. 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Again, look for a high in the low 90s, southwest wind becoming west-northwest, 5 to 10. Tonight, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm early, then partly cloudy, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, somewhat cooler and less humid, high about 79. Northeast wind between 5 and 10. Thursday, partly sunny, warm and sticky, low 61, high 84. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms by late evening. Heading into Friday, partly sunny, turning less humid, low 65, high 81. Saturday, some sunshine with a slight chance of a shower in the evening, high 81. Sunday, breezy and cooler and partly cloudy, high 73. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Stay cool out there.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 78 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out at 95 here at the studios. Well, the record high, 98 in 1955. The record low, 40, goes back to the year of 1967. Last year's high was 77 and the low, 55. Sunset will occur at 7:46 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:21, coming up for tomorrow morning. We've been as low as 73 this morning, and now on the way back upward with a barometer reading at 29.95, and also a little bit of a breeze from the southwest. No precipitation today, and right now after the low of 73, as mentioned, we're up to 78 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. And also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some notes on sports on the local and area scene. A look at the RCI cross-country team. And the Brewers prepare to take on the Giants beginning this evening.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team prepares for the season. Coach Eric Mindum talked about the start of the season.
Yeah, we're excited. These are the best numbers we've had in my time here. So in the last 8 years, I think this is the strongest turnout we've had to this point in the season for interest. Graduated five individuals last year, too, so replenished them and added some more. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
I asked him if the team members worked out on their own this past offseason.
I think so, and I sure hope so. We've got the talent on the team, and we've had youth the last few years, so we're bringing back experience now. So from what I can tell and what I've seen, and we met with them over the summer several times, we think that the effort was there in the summer and the offseason to give us that base going into the season that we need.
I know you have some lofty goals, and that's probably one of the things you talk about when you meet with them individually, isn't it?
It is, and one of the things we harp on, too, is it's their goals, not ours. And so, you know, we never have an issue if they set a high bar and don't meet it, but we don't want them to set a low bar either. So after meeting with the team in the spring and throughout the summer, it looks like our entire boys team are going into the season with hopes set on state and also competing with Dodgeville Mineral Point for a conference title. So that's the hope on the boys' team. The girls' team lost Kaylee Peterson last year. Hard to replace that, but they certainly put the miles in, and they've got some big goals themselves, too, to compete and perform well in the conference.
Well, yeah, full teams on both sides?
Yeah, barring any health issues on the girls' side, we should have full teams for both. We think we've got enough for a full JV team for the boys if we have everybody available as well.
Good numbers throughout. I know you invite the middle school to come in and practice with you, too, early on, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. They bring a lot of energy. We've got a number of boys in the middle school as well. We're not quite enough for a full team on the girls' side, but we're hoping to pick up one or two more yet here before school starts.
Could you talk about some of your leaders, Eric?
Yeah, our leadership comes from different individuals and different skill and grade levels, too. So we're bringing in two seniors this year. So Shanice Anderson on the girls' team has been with us a few years now. Just always a positive role model, a lot of fun building our culture the last few years. just brings a lot of excitement to the sport. And Ethan Hady on the boys team is our only senior there. A competitive guy, runner-up at state in wrestling, so just an ultra-competitor. And so it's fun to have that kind of personality on the team, especially for a team that has high goals.
That is Eric Mindum, Richland Center Ithaca cross-country coach. His team preparing for the start of the season. They have a meet scheduled today, a scrimmage, actually, at Blackhawk Lake involving several area cross-country teams. We've not heard if that's going to be on or canceled because of heat and humidity. There were a few things canceled yesterday, including Richland Center High School soccer practice and the JV football game between Richland Center and Toma was canceled as well yesterday. The Wazika Steuben at Cassville volleyball match will not be played tonight. That's been rescheduled for Thursday evening as well. Speaking of volleyball, Michael Hernan has more about upcoming volleyball tournaments and matches.
Volleyball tournaments are coming up as well as other volleyball action. Here's the upcoming tournament slash scrimmages for area teams, starting with Richland Center. They will be competing in the Great River Sprawl in the Omni Center in Onalaska. Other teams participating will be Onalaska, Arcadia, Ashland, Bangor, Black River Falls, Boscobel, Brookwood, Central, Cuba City, Cumberland, Fall Creek, Gale Ettrick Trempolo, Green Bay Preble, Hillsboro, Iowa Grant, Ladysmith, Mineral Point, Northwestern, Pittsville, Sparta, Stratford, Webster, and Westby. The tournament will take place Wednesday and Thursday. For Ithaca, they just have a scrimmage at Weston. That will be at 5 o'clock tonight. For Riverdale, they'll be competing in the Friendship Invitational in the Just a Game Fieldhouse in the Wisconsin Dells. They will face in their pool Marshall, Anago, and Sheboygan North. If Riverdale finishes first, they'll advance to the gold bracket. If they finish second or third, they'll go to the silver bracket. And if they finish fourth, they'll play in the bronze bracket. The days will be Friday and Saturday. For River Valley, they'll be taking part in the Menominee Volleyball Sprawl in the Johnson Fieldhouse in Menominee in UW-Stout. Their pool opponents they will play will be McDonald Central Catholic, St. Croix Central, Luck, and Menominee. The tournament format will be top two will advance to the round of 16. Third place will be placings from 17th to 24th. Fourth place from 25th to 32nd. And fifth placers to 33rd to 40th. The dates will be Friday and Saturday. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. We want to announce as well that bowling season is getting underway at the Phoenix Center. Some leagues have already started. The Lucky Strikers League will start this evening. A meeting will be held at 6 prior to bowling, and the Merchants League will begin its season tomorrow night at 6:30. Well, the Brewers prepare for a three-game series against the Giants. The game's in Milwaukee coming up this week. The Giants come in fourth in the National League West with a 66-66 record. The Brewers at 75-55, first in the National League Central, will send Tobias Myers to the mound. The Giants will counter with Logan Webb. William Contreras leads the Brewers with a .283 batting average and has 34 doubles, 2 triples, 17 home runs, 56 walks, and 74 RBI. Also in baseball news from last night, it was the Cubs all over Pittsburgh. Final score, 18-8. San Diego 7, St. Louis 4, Colorado 3-2 over Miami. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Cleveland 3, Toronto 4-1 over Boston. Kansas City beat Cleveland 9-4, Toronto 7, Boston 3, Detroit 6, and the White Sox 3, Seattle 5-1 over Tampa Bay. Some doubleheaders played last night in makeup games. In interleague play, Philadelphia 3, Houston 2, Yankees 5-2 over Washington, and Atlanta beat Minnesota 10-6. Indiana was a winner in the WNBA last night, 84-79 over Atlanta. Packers coach Matt LaFleur hinted that changes could be coming, and they have. General manager Brian Gutekunst has decided his team needs an upgrade at the quarterback position, and that has led to a trade with the Tennessee Titans. Green Bay sends a 7th-round draft pick to Tennessee for quarterback Malik Willis. That likely means the end for backup quarterback Sean Clifford. Here is Willis talking about quickly having to learn a new playbook.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain that information, and go out there and try to do it the next day. And fight through the mistakes, fight through the successes. I mean, either way it goes, you got to stay calm, cool, and collected.
Willis will be a new member of the Green Bay Packers when they open the season September 6th.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level. And like I said, you're with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it. So it's going to take work.
The Packers prepare for the activities in practice this week. Rookie Michael Pratt could remain on the practice squad when final cuts are announced this afternoon by the NFL deadline. It was a problem as the Badgers struggled to a 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickell tells reporters his team prepared for games very well, but didn't make in-game adjustments. They weren't effective when making changes on the fly. Wisconsin doesn't know much at all about its opponent in Friday season opener. Fickell says UW knows as little as it ever has against an upcoming opponent. They prepare for the game against the Western Michigan Broncos to get the season going at Camp Randall Stadium on Friday night.
They got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. Does he stick in what the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns.
And the powerful Wisconsin volleyball team starts its season on the road tonight at Louisville against the Cardinals. The match starts at 8:30. The Badgers are rated third in the preseason AVCA poll, and the Cardinals come in at number six. They put up a 27-5 record last season, losing to Pitt in the Elite Eight. Wisconsin has won 8 of 9 matches all time against Louisville. Coach Kelly Sheffield's squad will face 9 teams ranked in the top 25 during the upcoming regular season. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
The first week of football includes a state champ going down, upsets, and big-time performances. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The first week of the high school football season is complete, and it was great to get back to the action. A couple new coaching eras got underway with a bang on Thursday. Chris Graverson earned his first head coaching win at Wanakee as the Warriors shut out La Crosse Central 38-0. After replacing longtime coach Gary Westerman in the offseason, Steven Jorgensen guided Bayport to a 37-28 win over Middleton. In action from Friday, defending Division I state champion Marquette opened this year the same as it did last season, with a loss to Arrowhead, as the Warhawks rolled up more than 500 yards of offense in a 47-28 win. Prescott missed the playoffs last year but began 2024 in impressive fashion, hammering Northwestern 42-8. Several lengthy losing streaks came to an end last week. Barron ended a 19-game skid with a 27-16 win over Cameron. Bigfoot scored its first victory after 17 straight losses, taking down Whitewater 7-6. West Bend West ended a 15-game losing streak in a big way, putting a running clock on Sheboygan South in a 35-0 win. In a Cooley Region rivalry game, West Salem guard Trevor Arentz got to live out every lineman's dream, carrying the ball 14 times for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns when not playing up front, as the Panthers scored a 27-7 win over Onalaska. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road.
Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
At Kubota Tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Ice Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
It's crazy how manipulation feels like a soft blanket holding you tight. And every night sleeping next to someone's just as warm as the gaslight. It's funny how jealousy sounds like somebody's worried about you. And all that control takes on different roles. Don't realize the toll it takes on you. Supposed to feel like this. It's funny how I used to make excuses, excuses as often as I breathe, defending him, trying to defuse it, and it would only blow up on me.
Back yard kissing like, pull the door open and I laugh, but it's not.
think love's supposed to feel like this.
Do to me, you changed around the scenery, and now everything is new to me. But it looks just right, yeah, it looks just right. Whoa, it's strange, but it's beautiful. Yet I know. I get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way. Nobody's ever made me say I'm 99.9% sure. I've never been here before. I'm walking in a wonderland, gone ever since it all began. And I don't even want to understand. It feels that good, yeah, it feels that good. Yes, a state that ain't on a map, yet I know where I'm at. Oh, I've never been here before, never been loved like this. Never been tumbling, stumbling over the words that get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way, nobody's ever made me say 99.9% sure, I've never been here before.
'Never been here before. Brian McComas on WRCO Radio, and I've never been here before. From Vernon County, Sheriff Roy Torgerson reporting they are experiencing problems with calls not connecting to 911 and or our business line at 608-637-2123 from cellular network phones and devices. They believe this stems from a fiber optic cut in the Milwaukee area. Issues now appear intermittent as full service is being restored, and so they have no reason to believe that there are any problems with any cellular towers locally, but intermittent service after a fiber optic was cut in the Milwaukee area. That according to Sheriff Roy Torgerson of Vernon County today. So if you're experiencing some problems, you may not be alone. Coming up, we'll see how you do with our trivia question. We'll give you the opportunity to win a great prize later on. Here's Connor Smith featuring Haley Witters.
Picking you up's like picking up a gun. Your kiss is the trigger. Daddy met you and he told me, son, you better be careful with it. Eyes like an angel, heart like a thief, perfectly complicated. My hands on you and your hands on me. I love you and I hate it. Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be this far. Oh, and I.
I know I should run, but I can't help but stay. Cause every time that you come back, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be.
Back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for children in crosswalks. Let's make this year a safe year for everyone. This message has been brought to you by the Highland School District, Chitwood Electric, Rockwell Automation, and by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Ain't hungover in a pew. Good on you.
Good on you.
She probably don't cuss, ain't got a single tattoo. Good on you.
Good on you.
Bet she's more uptown than she is downtown. Bet you don't get loud. Bet your mom's damn proud. I was just something you had to shake loose. Good on you. I wore that dress after my bed. Said we're trashy. Good on me, they look good on me. Never liked uptown, always loved downtown. Saying that out loud's making me damn proud. You were just something I had to shake loose. Did my best.
Priscilla Block on WRCO Radio, 20 minutes before 9. Entertainment news today. Mariah Carey says her mother and her sister have died on the same day, apparently in separate incidents. Carey says in a statement that her heart is broken because she lost her mother, Patricia, this past weekend. And in a tragic turn of events, her sister, Allison, died the same day. Details of the causes of death were not given. Carrie wrote about the complicated relationship she had with her mother and sister in her memoir, The Meaning of Mariah. She wrote that she often clashed with her mother, and she accused her sister of putting her in unsafe situations as a child. The nominations for the Country Music Association Awards will be announced the morning of September 9th. The full list will be posted at cmaawards.com. A host and performers will be announced in the coming weeks. The CMAs will be moving to November 20th in Nashville and shown live on ABC.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
Well, it is trivia time once again, kids. Here we go. Trivia time today, and what you're playing for is a large pizza with your choice of toppings from the Muscadet Mini Mart. So, enjoy that. Rave reviews from our trivia winners these past Tuesdays. So here's the question. We just announced that the CMA Awards will be given out on November 20th. Who is the first woman to win the CMA Entertainer of the Year Award twice? First woman to win the CMA Entertainer of the Year Award twice. Was it A, Dolly Parton? Could it be B, Barbara Mandrell? C, Loretta Lynn? Or D, Reba McEntire? Give it a try if you think you know. 608-647-4155.
That old familiar meant to kill you. You mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. Stand. Feeling this high.
Luke Bryan, hey, congratulations to Marge Freeman, the winner of Trivia Today, the first woman to win the CMA Entertainer of the Year Award twice. Well, we had several guesses for Loretta Lynn, but not right. Barbara Mandrell, the first to win it twice. Loretta Lynn, the first woman to win the Entertainer of the Year Award, but she only won it once. Barbara won it twice. Eight women have won the CMA's Entertainer of the Year. They include Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, Shania Twain, The Chicks, and Lainey Wilson, most recently, winning it twice. Barbara Mandrell and Taylor Swift equaled that. But Barbara did it first, the first woman to win the award twice. So congratulations to our winner today, the winner of a delicious pizza. Rave reviews for the pizza at Muscadet Mini Mart, a large pizza there with your choice of toppings, the trivia prize on Tuesdays. Here's one to cool you down.
Love is thin ice.
Barbara Mandrell giving you a little ice, ice baby today. We're at 78 degrees. Cloudy skies. Again, some showers could pop up here and there. Only a 30% listed by Tony Schumacher. But when it does get this warm, you do know that something could pop up suddenly. And there are no watches or warnings of that for that extent. But there is that excessive heat warning, which starts at 11 and goes until 7 today. For our temperatures to rise up there in the low 90s with heat indices between 100 and 106.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Oh, my aching back, carrying Henry around. I'll tell you what. Coming up, our 9 o'clock ABC News. There's Lainey Wilson.
Baby, I missed you.
up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway.